Amen. Would you stand with me for the reading of the word? We're turning to Ezra chapter 3.
De pie para tomar lectura en la palabra del Señor. Vamos al libro de Esdras, el tercer capítulo.
Amen. And while you are turning there, it's the minor prophets in the Old Testament, Ezra chapter 3.
Es uno de los libros de los profetas que llaman menores por el tamaño del libro nada más.
Minor does not mean that it's not a major topic, but it's just a smaller book.
Es un libro más pequeño, por eso le dicen menor, pero tiene buen contenido.
Amen. Ezra chapter 3, starting with verse number 11, says, "And they sang together by course, praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid."
Y cantaban alabando y dando gracias a Jehová y diciendo, porque Él es bueno, porque para siempre es su misericordia sobre Israel. Y todo el pueblo aclamaba con gran júbilo, alabando a Jehová porque se echaban los cimientos de la casa de Jehová.
But many of the priests and the Levites and chief of the fathers who were elderly men, who had seen the first house when the foundation of this house was laid before, referencing the house that Solomon built, they said, before their eyes they wept with a loud voice, and many shouted aloud for joy.
Y muchos de los sacerdotes, de los levitas, de los jefes de casas paternas, ancianos que habían visto la casa primera, el primer templo que había sido construido, viendo echar los cimientos de esta casa, lloraban en alta voz, mientras muchos otros daban grandes gritos de alegría.
So that the people cannot discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar.
Y no podía distinguir el pueblo el clamor de los gritos de alegría de la voz del lloro, porque clamaba el pueblo con gran júbilo y se oía el ruido hasta de lejos.
Amen. The title of my message today is Keep Building.
El título hoy para este mensaje es Sigue Edificando.
Keep building.
Sigue edificando.
I wonder if we could put our Bibles down, lift our hands, and pray that the Lord would have his way in this service today.
Oremos juntos.
Jesus, we love you so much. We thank you, Father, for everything that you have done for us throughout this season, God. I thank you for every individual that is here today under the sound of my voice, Lord. I pray that you would get me out of the way, God. And Lord, that you would have your perfect will in this place. Create in us a clean heart, God. Renew in us a right spirit today, Lord, so that we would be able to receive your word. Bind every spirit, whether it be human or demonic, that would try to come against or influence this service in any way, God. Lord, we lift up your name today. In the name of Jesus. Would you clap your hands all throughout this place?
Mano de aplauso al Señor en este
Thank
lugar.
Him for what he's doing.
Dale gracias por
now for a minute, why don't you go ahead and greet somebody. Let them know how happy you are to see them today. Smile, shake hands.
Como un momento, saluda a tu prójimo, tu vecino. Dile que feliz estás de verle.
Amen, amen. So thankful for all those watching online. Thank you for joining us today.
Y también a los que están viéndonos en la red mundial, bienvenidos.
Amen, amen. You may be seated.
Pueden sentarse.
Now the context of this scripture in Ezra.
En el contexto de la escritura aquí en Esdras.
We understand that through church, or not church history, but biblical history, that the people of Israel were brought into captivity by the Babylonians.
Esta es la historia del pueblo de Israel que primero se habían llevado en cautiverio por Babilonia.
And what happened is they went through different forms of leadership that took over. So the Babylonians were taken over by another land, another king.
Y tuvieron diferentes personas que ejercitaron sobre ellos dominio, primero Babilonia, después Persia.
And so we're coming into a place in the Old Testament where the people of Israel were brought into bondage.
Y ahora llegamos a este lugar donde el pueblo de Israel está en cautiverio.
And then there was a turnover in the kings.
Y entonces hubo ese cambio en el liderazgo.
Because Babylonia was taken over by Persia.
Porque los persos conquistaron a Babilonia.
And so now we see this book, Ezra and Nehemiah, which was once brought together.
Y ahora vemos estos libros de Esdras y Nehemías que en una época estaban juntos.
You see that there is a king named Artaxerxes that is in power.
Sabemos que hay un rey perso.
And he is allowing the people of Israel to go back into Jerusalem.
Y está permitiendo que el pueblo de Israel se devuelvan a Jerusalén.
And repair the temple or the tabernacle of the Lord.
Para volver a reconstruir el templo, el tabernáculo de Dios.
And so in the context of the scripture, we're seeing that the old men that had seen Solomon build the original temple or tabernacle.
Y en esta cita que acabamos de leer, vemos a los ancianos recordándose del antiguo templo de Salomón.
We're seeing them weep and cry as this new foundation is built.
Los vemos llorando, recordándose, viendo ahora el nuevo cimiento de este templo.
They're remembering the former glory.
Se estaban recordando de aquella gloria antigua.
They're remembering what used to be.
Se acordaban de lo que fue en una época.
But it's the others that are rejoicing because restoration is happening in the temple of God.
Pero una nueva generación se está regocijando porque hay una restauración en el templo.
Now I'm laying that foundation to talk about a few things today.
Pongo este fundamento porque quiero tocar varios puntos.
Now I don't know about you, but things are changing.
Sé que las cosas están cambiando.
We're in a season that we've never been in before.
Estamos en una temporada que nunca antes hemos visto.
We've had holidays that were really not like ever before.
Hemos tenido celebraciones que nunca antes hemos tenido.
I don't know about you, but I don't know one family that didn't talk about COVID during the holidays.
Por ejemplo, no conozco de una sola familia que no haya hablado del COVID.
And I am so proud of my family.
Y yo estoy muy, muy orgulloso de mi familia.
On both sides.
De los dos lados.
Because many, like all of you.
Porque muchos como ustedes.
Probably have family members that have differing views than you do.
Que tienen familiares que tienen puntos de vista diferentes a los suyos.
And I'm thankful that things didn't get out of hand. That my mother-in-law didn't punch anybody in the face.
Y estoy agradecido que todos se llevaron bien y que mi suegra no le golpeó a nadie, no bofeteó a nadie.
And I'm totally kidding because she knows I love her.
Y estoy totalmente bromeando, ya sabe que la amo.
But I'm thankful that we could get together with our families because last year was crazy.
Estoy agradecido que nos pudimos reunir a pesar de todo. El año pasado fue una locura.
But nonetheless, there are things that are happening in our world right now that are never going to get back to normal.
Pero hay cosas que están pasando en el mundo hoy y nada va a ser normal otra vez.
Whether we like it or not, some things are not changing.
Gústete o no, algunas cosas ya no van a cambiar.
This word of let's get back to normal.
Esa palabra, este dicho, vamos a volver a lo que era normal.
Let's get back to the way things used to be.
Vamos a volver a lo como eran las cosas antes.
Whether you like it or not, it's not going to happen.
Gústete o no, eso no va a pasar.
There is a trajectory that this world is going in.
Hay un trayecto en el cual el mundo se dirige.
And it is ever changing.
Y está continuamente cambiando.
And I'm here to tell you today that if you're not careful,
y te declaro que hoy, si no tienes cuidado,
you'll get caught up like the elders.
Te vas a llevar también como aquellos ancianos
that were lamenting the former glory.
Que lamentaban aquella gloria antigua.
That were lamenting what used to be.
Que lamentaban lo que fue en una época.
And you don't get caught up in rejoicing about what's going on right now.
Y no puedes regocijarte en lo que está pasando en el momento.
I'm here to tell you today that the world, the system of this world, the Antichrist system is coming into play.
Te declaro que el sistema del anticristo ya está tomando entrada.
People are arguing about all of the wrong things.
La gente está discutiendo todo lo que no vale.
Vaccination.
Vacunas.
COVID. Politics.
Política.
All of these things are of no eternal value right now.
Todo esto no tiene ningún valor eterno.
And we could be so divisive as a church.
Y podemos estar tan divididos como iglesia.
And get caught up in the systems of this world.
quedarnos enredados en el sistema de este mundo.
And all the enemy is trying to do is get you to disagree.
Y todo lo que quiere el enemigo es simplemente que no estés de acuerdo.
It's a black and a white thing.
Es una cosa blanca o negra.
It's a Republican and a Democrat.
Es republicano y demócrata.
It's a bunch of garbage.
Es un montón de basura.
I'm here to tell you today that we have to rise above the culture of this world and have a kingdom culture and mindset above everything else.
Te digo que necesitamos elevarnos arriba de la cultura de este mundo y establecer una cultura del reino de Dios.
And that is why we must rejoice in what God is doing now.
Por eso necesitamos regocijarnos en lo que Dios está haciendo ahora.
It's hard to see it sometimes.
A veces es difícil verlo.
I'm not going to lie, I get discouraged.
No te voy a mentir, a veces hasta yo me desanimo.
Because there's a lot of crazies out there.
Porque hay mucha locura allá.
There's a lot of people that I didn't think thought certain ways.
Hay tanta gente que yo nunca sabía que pensaban de tal manera.
And they do.
Pero lo así piensan.
I had some people, I'm not going to mention names.
He tenido algunos, no voy a mencionar nombres.
Talk to me about learning more about agriculture.
Que quieren aprender un poquito más acerca de la agricultura.
They have a location that they want to go to when the apocalypse happens.
Quieren ya irse a un lugar a esconderse cuando venga el apocalipsis.
They're building their bunker.
Ya están construyendo su refugio.
They got their guns there. They know how to make corn now.
Tienen sus armas y hasta saben cómo cultivar maíz.
And they're ready for anything that could come.
Y están listos para cualquier cosa que pase.
Their five-year-old has an AK-47. I'm just kidding.
El hijo de 5 años tiene su AK-47. No, mentira.
But this is the type of stuff that's coming out.
Pero esto es lo que está saliendo de la gente.
Speaking of my mother-in-law, she said something that was so awesome that I loved it.
Hablando de mi suegra, ella dijo algo muy, muy bonito.
She was talking about how this vaccination has become so politicized.
Ella habló de cómo esta vacuna se ha hecho algo tan político.
So politicized. I'm going to tell you something right now.
Te voy a decir algo.
Whether you have it or not, I don't care.
A mí no me importa si te vacunas o no.
And I don't want to hear anybody giving anybody issues about whether they have it or not.
No quiero a nadie que le dé problemas a otro si lo tiene o no.
You do you, you do you.
Tú haz tú y tú haz tú.
It has nothing to do with your salvation.
No tiene nada que ver con tu salvación.
If you think it's the mark of the beast, you're on drugs.
Y si piensas que es la marca de la bestia, estás drogado.
I'm sorry.
It's all right, preach.
I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry.
No.
Okay? Here's the thing. We have to understand that the system, the Antichrist system, is what is being pushed with this.
Lo que está empujando esta agenda es el sistema del anticristo, eso sí.
Okay, so let's stop politicizing everything and mistrusting everything.
Ahora dejemos ya de meterle tanta política a todo y esa falta de confianza.
Above all things, we must trust the word of God.
Sobre todo hay que confiar en la palabra de Dios.
Above all things.
Sobre todo.
Who you decide to vote for, what you do, all of that stuff, keep it out of the church,
please. Por quien votes, lo que tú decidas políticamente, déjalo fuera de la iglesia.
We need to vote righteously.
Pero si tienes que votar justamente,
right, that's all I'm going to say.
Eso es todo lo que voy a decir.
I'm on the live feed. I was a little loose in the first service and I might have gotten in
ahora
trouble.
Estoy en la red. Y está un poco más suelto en el primer servicio, así que me tengo que
but you see, we are in a place and time as the church.
Ahora estamos en un lugar y un tiempo como iglesia.
Where if we are not careful,
si no tenemos cuidado,
we will start focusing on things that have no value whatsoever.
Nos vamos a empezar a enfocar en aquellas cosas que no tienen ningún valor eterno.
And we will lose the opportunity to reach people.
Y se nos va a perder la oportunidad de alcanzar almas.
Now, let me talk about a few things.
Déjame hablarte así de algunas cosas.
So we see that this happened with Ezra.
Sabemos que esto pasó con Esdras.
Or rather, in the book of Ezra.
En el libro de Esdras.
That it was the elders that were lamenting this new temple that was built.
Eran los ancianos los que lamentaban este nuevo templo que se edificaba.
The purpose of the temple was still the same.
El propósito del templo era el mismo.
Now, hear me out. The message is always the same.
El mensaje es el mismo siempre.
It's always going to remain the same.
Siempre va a permanecer el mismo.
The death, the burial, and the resurrection. It's great news and you need it.
Su muerte, sepultura y resurrección es un buen mensaje y lo necesita.
You must repent. You must be baptized in Jesus' name. You must receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Necesitas arrepentirte, bautizarte en el nombre de Jesucristo, recibir el don del Espíritu Santo.
It's not optional. We don't water it down.
Esto no es una opción.
But,
pero,
the way that we present it.
Pero la manera en que lo presentamos.
The way that we deliver it.
La manera en que lo damos.
The methods that we use.
Los métodos que usamos.
Have to change.
Tienen que cambiar.
I remember whenever we brought online giving.
Me acuerdo cuando empezamos a dar en línea.
I'm reviewing the room really quick before I say this.
Déjame mirar.
I had a member come up to me, who I love very much,
se me acercó un miembro que amo mucho,
and said, this was about 10 years ago,
esto fue como hace 10 años,
they said, I don't want to give online,
dijo, yo no quiero dar en la línea, en línea,
because the government is going to get in my bank account.
Porque el gobierno se va a meter en mi cuenta
bancaria. What I wanted to say is they're already in it. But,
lo que le quería decir es ya están metidos.
But because change happens,
pero porque los cambios ocurren,
people reject new things.
La gente rechaza cosas nuevas.
So what we found out later when we instituted online giving,
pero cuando se instituyó el dar en línea, esto nos enteramos,
is that now 10 years later,
10 años después,
over 75% of our church uses online giving.
75% de la iglesia usa esa manera de dar.
Because it's convenient.
Porque es conveniente.
And when my admins look at the charges that we get for the credit cards,
cuando nuestra administración mira los cargos de las tarjetas,
I just remind us, the cost of doing business.
Le digo, simplemente es el costo de hacer negocios.
But here's the thing, is that the church is normally the last people on the spectrum to make a decision to change.
Pero la cosa es esta, estadística nos dice que la iglesia es la última de las instituciones que efectúan cambios.
If you look at the psychology of it and the history of it all,
si vemos la psicología y la historia de esto,
there are still churches that don't have a website.
Todavía hay iglesias que ni siquiera tienen un sitio en la red.
There are churches that still have a morning and an evening. I'm sorry.
Iglesias que todavía tienen servicio en la mañana y en la noche, perdón.
Some of you guys didn't get that.
Algunos de ustedes no lo captaron.
But you see, there's these traditional things that people hold on to.
Hay estas tradiciones a los cuales la gente se apega.
And they won't change.
Y no quieren cambiar.
And we lose the opportunity to effectively reach new people.
Y se pierde la oportunidad de alcanzar almas efectivamente.
Some of you are back here like, Pastor Rick, what are you changing?
Y aquí están algunos preguntando, Pastor Rick, ¿qué estás cambiando?
I don't have any changes that I'm bringing up today.
No voy a traer ningunos cambios aquí hoy.
But what I want us to do is I want us to assess.
Lo que quiero que hagamos es que sí asesoremos.
What are you building right now?
¿Qué es lo que tú estás edificando?
In your life, as you look at it, what are you focusing on?
Mirando en el espejo, ¿en qué estás enfocado tú?
Here's a thought for you today.
Aquí hay un pensar.
There's two types of pain in life.
Hay dos tipos de dolor en la vida.
I said this last year, but there's the pain of self-discipline.
Dije esto el año pasado, hay el dolor de la autodisciplina.
And then there's the pain of regret.
Y hay el dolor del remordimiento.
The pain of self-discipline is eased by the reward of daily progress.
El dolor de la autodisciplina se mejora con el fruto del progreso diario.
But the pain of regret increases with missed opportunities and age.
El dolor del remordimiento aumenta con oportunidades perdidas y el envejecimiento.
Right now is one of my favorite times of the year.
Este es uno de mis tiempos favoritos del año.
It's a time where I review and I assess what I did this year.
Es un tiempo cuando yo repaso y asesoro lo que realicé el año pasado.
I get to look on the scale and see how much weight I gained. I mean, goals that I made.
Puedo mirarme en la pesa, ver cuánto peso gané, mejor dicho, qué metas alcancé.
But this is a time of reflection for me.
Pero eso es un tiempo para reflexionar.
It's a time where I take this week before the new year to look and see, what am I building?
Yo tomo esta semana para evaluar y hacerme la pregunta, ¿qué estoy construyendo?
I want to help you with something.
Quiero ayudarte con algo.
Some of us deny facts.
Algunos de nosotros negamos hechos.
We're in an alternative reality.
Estamos en una realidad alterna.
Where we think that we are going to get a certain result.
Pensamos que vamos a tener cierto resultado.
When our actions are totally contrary to getting that result.
Cuando nuestras acciones son contrarias a obtener ese resultado.
I use weight a lot because it's funny to me.
Yo uso el peso mucho porque es algo chistoso para mí.
So I had this joke that I like using a lot is that Portillo, there is no light stopping me from Portillo's by my house.
Tengo el chiste que digo que no hay ninguna luz que me detenga de ir a Portillo's.
And now there is one light to help me with my self-discipline because the Lord loves me.
Y ahora pusieron un semáforo para que me ayude con mi falta de disciplina porque el Señor me ama.
If my goal is to lose 30 pounds,
si mi meta es perder 30 libras,
and I'm saying, I'm going to do it.
Y digo, lo voy a hacer.
I can't wait to do it.
No puedo esperar a hacerlo.
But I'm having a nice dipped beef with hot peppers and a large cheese fry.
Pero me estoy comiendo un sándwich de carne asada con jalapeños.
And a chocolate shake.
Y una malteada de chocolate.
If I'm a little dangerous, a chocolate cake shake.
Y también, si me hago un poco peligrosa la cosa, una malteada de pastel de chocolate.
I'm not going to lose weight.
No voy a perder peso.
And sometimes, this is what I'm trying to get to.
Ahora, oye, ese es el punto que quiero hacer.
Sometimes our talk is super cheap.
A veces nuestras palabras son baratas.
Our talk is super cheap.
Las palabras son baratas.
Because your actions are over here like, I got the sub.
Porque tus acciones están aquí diciendo, aquí tengo el sándwich.
Okay. And the same thing goes with our spiritual life.
Y igual con la vida espiritual.
We can have these goals spiritually.
Podemos tener cualquier meta espiritual.
Now keep in mind, I'm not this crazy goals person. I'm not.
Ten esto en mente, yo no soy una persona que se enfoca solamente en metas.
But what I know is that God had to prepare me to get me where I'm at today.
Lo que sí sé es que Dios tuvo que prepararme para que yo llegara a donde estoy hoy.
So that required me to be faithful with small things.
Y eso requirió de mí que yo fuera fiel en las cosas pequeñas.
So that I could be faithful with larger things.
Para que también pudiera ser fiel con las cosas grandes.
And so as I'm looking at this last week of the year,
así que mirando esta última semana del año,
I'm looking at the trajectory of my life.
Estoy viendo el trayecto de mi vida.
I'm looking at these are the things that I felt from the Lord during this time.
Estoy viendo las cosas que sentí del Señor durante este tiempo.
And what am I doing to accomplish or to get to that place?
¿Y qué estoy haciendo para realizar y llegar a ese lugar?
We've talked about this a lot, but sometimes there is a conditional word that God will give us.
Hablamos de esto muchas veces, que Dios nos da una palabra condicional.
There's a conditional word that God will give us, meaning that sometimes you got to do something about it.
Hay una palabra profética condicional que indica que tú tienes que hacer tu parte para que se cumpla.
There's words that he will give us.
Hay palabras que él nos va a dar.
There's things that will happen and it will instantly happen.
Y cosas que él nos da a veces que sí ocurren instantáneamente.
But in the book of James it tells me that faith without works is dead.
Pero Santiago me declara a mí que la fe sin las obras está muerta.
So back to the message. What are you building?
Así que una vez más, al mensaje,
right
¿qué
now,
estás edificando ahora mismo?
Right now, what are you building?
Ahora mismo, ¿qué are estás you, edificando?
Are you building your own kingdom?
¿Estás edificando tu propio reino?
Are your actions showing that you're building brick over brick of your own personal kingdom?
¿Demuestra tus acciones que lo que estás edificando es tu propio reino, ladrillo por ladrillo?
Or is your life showing that you have eternal bricks that are being built up, lifting him up so that all men would be drawn to Jesus?
Edificando el reino de Dios con esos ladrillos espirituales para que todos levanten a Jesucristo.
Keep building.
Sigue edificando.
But you first have to ask, what are you building?
Pero primero hace la pregunta, ¿qué estás edificando?
You could say what you're building.
Tú puedes declarar lo que estás edificando.
Your actions will always bring out the facts.
Pero tus acciones te van a acusar.
Talk is cheap.
Las palabras son baratas.
That's why they always say, I remember that I had like this cheesy poster when I was little. It said, walk the walk.
Tenía un poster que decía, camina el camino.
Walk the walk. And I think it had like a bulldog on it or something. I don't remember.
Me acuerdo si tenía un perro like bulldog o qué tenía.
Some like 90s special.
Algo de ahí de 1990 por ahí.
But we have to make these conscious decisions.
Pero tenemos que hacer estas decisiones conscientemente.
Now, Kids, I hope that you, it's our family service today. Kids, I hope you have our sermon notes today.
Espero que todos los niños tengan sus notas del sermón.
If you don't, you can run to the back and get one from our guest team.
Si no las tienen, pueden ir atrás y alguien les va a entregar una.
I need a helper today.
Yo necesito un ayudante hoy.
Any of the kids help me today? Anybody want to help?
¿Pueden ayudar algunos de los niños?
Okay. Come on, bud. You want to help? Come on.
¿Quieren ayudar? Vengan.
All right. I need you to grab that really sharp sword over there.
Quiero que agarres esa espada que está ahí.
And the hammer.
Y el martillo.
Go ahead, grab it. I need you to grab Yeah, no, don't take it out. Don't take it out.
I'll take the sword.
It was a joke.
Take the sword. Go ahead. He got it.
It's really not sharp.
No, just hold it like this, Papa. There you go. Both hands. There you go. He's going to hold that, too. You grab that.
Thank you, Bishop.
Okay. Grandpa.
It's good job, Bishop. You guys, let's come up here. Let's come up here so that they could actually see. All right. I got my helpers today.
Aquí tengo mis ayudantes.
You're probably going to get tired if you do that. You could go like this.
They're going to get cancer.
There you go. All right. Now, don't hit that. We already had that happen.
No golpees el púlpito. Ya se rompió una vez.
We have to ask this question. What are we building?
Tienes que hacerte esta pregunta.
Now, in the book of Nehemiah, which was a connected book with Ezra that we just read.
En el libro de Nehemías, que es el libro conectado al libro de Esdras.
We see that they began to build the temple.
Vemos que empezaron a edificar el templo.
They laid the foundation for it.
Ya pusieron el fundamento.
And then Nehemiah, who was a cupbearer for the king Artaxerxes.
Y Nehemías, que era el maestresalas del rey perso.
The king saw that he was really sad.
El rey vio que él estaba triste.
Can you look really sad?
Mírate bien triste.
Like you didn't get what you wanted for Christmas.
Como que no recibiste lo que querías de Navidad.
That's like a happy, sad face.
Eso es una mirada feliz, triste.
Nehemiah was sad, and the king came to him and he said, "What's the matter, Nehemiah?"
Y se le acercó el rey a Nehemías y le dijo, "¿Qué pasa?"
He talked to him about Jerusalem being torn apart.
Nehemías le compartió su carga de Jerusalén que había sido destruida.
He talked about his desire to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem.
Y le expresó su deseo de volver a reedificar los muros de Jerusalén.
And so the Lord showed Nehemiah favor.
Así que Dios le dio a Nehemías favor.
And we see that Nehemiah began to repair the walls of the city of David.
Y vemos que Nehemías empezó a reparar y a reedificar los muros de la ciudad de David.
Go ahead and repair the walls. Just do not hit yourself or anything up here, okay?
Empieza a reparar las paredes.
Sound good? Are you righty or lefty? That's perfect, just like your dad. In Nehemiah chapter 4,
Nehemías capítulo 4,
we see that Nehemiah is busy doing the work of the Lord.
Vemos a Nehemías ocupado haciendo la obra de Dios.
And Nehemiah knew what he was building.
Y Nehemías sabía lo que estaba construyendo.
Here's something interesting, is that Nehemiah was not given a direct word from God to rebuild the wall.
Interesantemente, Nehemías no recibió directa palabra de Dios para hacer esto.
But Nehemiah knew that it was the right thing to do.
Pero él sabía que era lo recto, lo que se debía hacer.
And so he is rebuilding the wall.
Así que él está reedificando el muro.
Minding his own business.
Está haciendo lo que fue a hacer.
And then all of a sudden, two guys.
Y de repente, dos cuates.
Start making fun of him.
Empiezan a burlarse de él.
Tobiah and Sanballat start trashing Nehemiah.
Tobias y Sanballat empezaron a burlarse.
They start making fun of him. They say, "This wall that you're building, it's nothing."
Empezaron a decirle, "Este muro que tú edificas no es nada."
If a fox climbed up the wall, it would fall because it's so weak.
Es tan débil que si se le subiera una zorra, se derriba.
What are you doing, Nehemiah?
¿Qué estás haciendo, Nehemías?
What are you building?
¿Qué estás edificando?
What is that?
¿Qué es eso?
You know, there's always going to be critics when you're.
¿Sabes qué? Siempre van a haber los críticos.
You will always have criticism when you're doing anything right for God.
La crítica siempre te va a llegar cuando estés haciendo algo para el Señor.
Criticism is the cost of leadership.
La crítica es el costo de ser líder.
When you're building something for God,
cuando estás edificando algo para Dios,
there's always going to be a Sanballat and Tobiah.
Siempre va a haber un Sanballat y un Tobías.
There's always going to be somebody trying to sow doubt.
Alguien va a estar siempre presente para cegar duda
into what you're trying to build.
A lo que tú estás tratando de edificar.
And there is something that we can learn from Nehemiah.
Y algo podemos aprender de Nehemiah.
Nehemiah goes in chapter 4.
En el cuarto capítulo vemos.
Verse 1 through 6.
Del 1 al 6.
I'm not going to read it all.
No lo voy a leer todo.
But in Nehemiah 4, 1 through 6.
Pero en estos seis versos del capítulo 4.
It goes through a little bit of what I just talked about. Sanballat and Tobiah are messing with Nehemiah.
Habla un poco de lo que acabo de mencionar de Sanballat y Tobías.
And here's what we can learn from Nehemiah.
Y esto podemos aprender de Nehemías.
He goes to God.
Él va a Dios.
Not his brother or his sister.
No a su hermano o su hermana.
He goes to God.
Él va a Dios.
And he says, Lord, judge this matter.
Y le dice, Señor, juzga este asunto.
And this is one of my favorite verses.
Y eso es uno de mis versos favoritos.
Verse number 6.
El sexto verso.
Goes through getting made fun of.
Los se burlaron de ellos.
He prays to God.
Él ora a Dios.
Verse number 6.
Verso 6.
So built we the wall.
Edificamos pues el muro.
Why is that so cool?
¿Por qué es tan bonito esto?
Nehemiah's response was this.
Porque de esta manera respondió Nehemías.
I hear you.
Te oigo.
Talking to God.
Estoy hablando con Dios.
I'm going to keep building.
Voy a seguir edificando.
I hear you.
Te oigo.
I hear you. That's fine.
Te oigo, está bien.
Say what you want.
Di lo que quieras.
I'm going to keep building.
Yo voy a seguir edificando.
I'm going to keep doing what you've called
voy
me to do.
Voy a hacer lo que se me llamó a hacer.
I hear the criticism.
Oigo la crítica.
I'm not going to respond and be angry at
no
you.
Voy a responder con enojo.
I'm not going to lose my testimony.
No voy a perder mi testimonio.
So we kept on building.
Así que seguimos edificando.
The criticism came, but I kept on building.
Llegó la crítica, pero seguí construyendo.
Somebody needs to hear this today. You've been so critical of yourself.
Alguien necesita oír esto hoy, hasta tu propia autocrítica.
That you yourself have become Sanballat and Tobiah.
Tú mismo te has vuelto Sanballat y Tobías.
You yourself are putting yourself down.
Tú mismo te rebajas.
And you stop yourself from building and doing the will of God.
Y te detienes a ti mismo de edificar y hacer la voluntad de Dios.
Let's give a hand clap to these guys. Good job. Good job.
Un aplauso a estos niños.
Good job, buddy. Good job. Here's some of the things that we need to learn.
Aquí hay unas cosas que necesitamos aprender.
When the criticism came,
cuando llegó la crítica,
kept building.
Siguieron edificando.
They kept building.
Siguieron edificando.
And guess what they did?
¿Y sabes qué más?
They had a tool in one hand.
Tenían herramienta en una mano.
And they had a weapon in the other.
Y arma en la otra.
Because guess what?
Porque
sometimes,
¿sabes qué?
Sometimes,
a veces,
you're going to have to fight back.
A veces vas a tener que luchar.
It's not going to be flesh and blood, though.
No va a ser contra carne y sangre.
It's going to be in the spirit, where you need to take that sword of the spirit in your hand and fight.
Que tomar esa espada del espíritu y luchar.
More than ever before, you need to have the sword of the spirit in your hand.
Necesitas tener la espada del espíritu en tu mano.
The sword of the spirit needs to be in your mouth.
La espada del espíritu necesita salir de tu boca.
Out of your mouth.
De tu boca.
Will the word come forth?
Se declare la palabra.
How can they hear except they have a preacher?
¿Cómo van a poder oír si no hay predicador?
When the word of God comes forth.
Pero cuando se declara la palabra
de Dios. The battles are won.
Las batallas se ganan.
When the word of God comes forth.
Cuando se declara la palabra.
Darkness is divided by truth.
La tiniebla se divide por la verdad.
Somebody needs to keep building.
Alguien necesita continuar a edificar.
I hear you.
Te oigo.
God judge the matter.
Dios juzga ese asunto.
I'm going to keep building.
Voy a seguir construyendo.
I'm going to keep doing what you've called me to do.
Voy a seguir hacer lo que se me llamó a hacer.
I'm going to walk the walk.
Voy a caminar el
camino.
I'm going
to do what you've called me to do.
Voy a hacer lo que me llamaste a hacer.
Jesus, help us. Would you raise your hands with me right now?
Manos al Señor.
We cannot focus on what we can't control.
No podemos enfocarnos en lo que no podemos controlar.
You cannot focus on what you can't control.
No te enfoques en lo que no puedes controlar.
You will always have criticism.
Siempre habrá crítica.
If you want to be a leader,
si quieres ser un líder,
you're going to be criticized.
Vas a recibir crítica.
What's in your hands?
¿Qué está en tu mano?
What's in your hands?
¿Qué está en tus manos?
You shouldn't just have the sword.
No solamente debes tener la espada.
You should have the tool as well.
También la herramienta necesitas.
You need to be building.
Necesitas estar edificando.
And be ready to defend.
Y listo para defender.
Jesus, we're coming into a season.
Estamos entrando a una temporada.
Where we need to know when we need the sword and when we need the sickle.
Que entendamos cuándo es que necesitamos la espada y cuándo es que necesitamos
fight,
la herramienta de cosecha.
When it's time for harvest.
Cuando es tiempo de pelear y es tiempo de cosechar.
Raise your hands with me.
Levanta tus manos conmigo.
Jesus, help us.
Señor, ayúdanos.
Jesus, help us.
Ayúdanos, Señor.
Help us, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Jesus. Help us, Jesus. I'm going to be closing with this.
Voy a cerrar con esto.
I didn't understand a prophetic word that I was given in the beginning of 2020.
Al principio de 2020 se me dio una palabra profética.
I want you to imagine that this is a harp.
Quiero que te imagines que esta es una arpa.
This is not a harp.
No es una arpa.
This is a mandolin.
Es un mandolín.
But we are going to use our imagination and call it a harp.
Pero vamos a usar nuestra imaginación y llamar una arpa.
There is a prophet of the Lord.
Había un profeta del Señor.
That is no longer with us.
Que ya falleció.
I didn't know it was going to be the last time that I would speak to him.
No sabía que sería la última vez que le hablaría.
And many of you know this, some of you may not.
Muchos de ustedes conocen de esto, algunos no.
But my father and I transitioned at the end of 2019.
Fue a finales del 2019 que mi padre y yo tuvimos esta transición.
Where my wife and I have the privilege of serving each of you.
Donde ahora mi esposo y yo tenemos el privilegio de servirles.
So 2020 was our first year as senior pastors of our church.
El 2020 fue nuestro primer año como los pastores de esta iglesia.
And Eli Hernandez speaking to me on the phone.
Eli Hernández hablándome por teléfono.
I didn't understand what he was talking about.
Yo no entendía lo que él me estaba diciendo.
But he just talked to me and he said, Rick, don't put down your harp.
Él me dijo simplemente, Rick, no pongas a un lado tu arpa.
Don't put down your harp.
No pongas a un lado tu arpa.
I was like, do you want me to do music again? I don't know what you mean.
No sé lo que significaba. ¿Quieres que siga haciendo la música o qué?
Rick, don't put down your harp.
Dijo, no pongas abajo tu arpa.
He referenced Psalm 137.
Y hizo la referencia al Salmo 137.
Starting with verse 1, it says, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat, yea, we wept, when we remembered Zion.
Junto a los ríos de Babilonia, allí nos sentábamos y aún llorábamos acordándonos de Sion.
It says, and we hang our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof.
Sobre los sauces en medio de ella colgamos nuestras arpas.
For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. They wasted us, required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion.
Y los que nos habían llevado cautivos nos pedían que cantásemos, y los que nos habían desolado nos pedían alegría, diciendo, cantadnos algunos de los cánticos de Sion.
They said, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?
Pero ¿cómo cantaremos cántico de Jehová en tierra de extraños?
I don't know about you, but this is not the country that I grew up in.
Yo no sé de ti, pero este no es el mismo país en el que yo nací.
It's not.
No lo es.
I said this in the first and I'll say it now.
Lo dije en el primer servicio y lo digo ahora.
I don't believe that we are even in a post-Christian society.
Estoy seguro que no estamos ya en una sociedad postmoderna cristiana.
I truly believe with all my heart that we are in a pagan land.
Estoy convencido que estamos ahora viviendo en una tierra pagana.
We are in a godless culture.
Estamos en una cultura impía.
I didn't know why he was telling me these words.
No sabía por qué me declaraba estas palabras.
But I know why now.
Pero ahora lo sé.
You see, 2020 was one of the craziest years for all of us.
2020 fue uno de los años más difíciles para todos.
I remember just going and going and going and just, I got to the point to where my body literally could not handle the stress anymore.
La cantidad de actividad, me acuerdo, seguía trabajando y trabajando y trabajando hasta que mi cuerpo ya no podía con el estrés.
Majority of my staff were sick and in the hospital.
La mayoría de nuestros líderes aquí estaban enfermos o en hospitales.
I remember getting call after call after call after call.
Me acuerdo recibir llamada tras llamada tras llamada.
And I was strong. I powered through it.
Pero era fuerte y me impulsé a pesar de todo.
I got to a point to where I literally just started crying and I didn't know why.
Y llegué a un punto donde simplemente empecé a llorar y no sabía por qué.
There are different times throughout the past 2 years.
Diferentes momentos en estos últimos dos años.
Where I've questioned things.
He dudado las cosas.
I've told God I don't want to do this.
Le he dicho a Dios, yo no quiero hacer esto.
I don't want to do this. I don't need to do this.
Yo no necesito hacer esto.
I don't have to deal with what these people are saying.
Yo no tengo que tratar con lo que dice esta gente.
Never get anything right.
Nada lo puedo hacer bien.
And I remembered the word that he gave me.
Y me acuerdo la palabra que me dio.
That even when things change,
aun cuando las cosas cambian,
even in your darkest moments,
en tus momentos más oscuros,
never lay down,
nunca,
your harp,
pongas abajo tu arpa.
What did the harp signify?
¿Qué significa el arpa?
Signified worship.
Significa tu alabanza.
You see, it's in the valley.
Es en el valle
that we get to learn.
Donde aprendemos
how to worship God.
A alabar a Dios.
It's easy to worship him on the mountain.
Es fácil alabarle en la montaña.
It's easy to worship him.
Es fácil alabarle.
When things are going well.
Cuando todo está bien.
But it's in the challenging times.
Pero es en esos momentos de desafío.
I can say, Lord, you're my rock.
Me dice, Señor, eres mi roca.
You're my refuge in time of trouble.
Eres mi refugio y en ti confiaré.
This word has sustained me.
Esta palabra me ha sostenido.
I didn't even know what it meant when he told me it.
Ni siquiera entendía lo que significaba cuando me la declaró.
Would you lift your hands with me?
Levantemos manos al Señor.
You see, I feel that there are some people in this place that have been wanting to quit.
Que hay algunos que posiblemente han pensado ya rendirse.
I would love to tell you that 2022 is going to be just amazing.
Quisiera declararte que el 2022 será tremendo.
But at this point, I've had to pick up my harp and focus on eternal things.
En este punto simplemente levanto mi arpa y me enfoco en lo eterno.
God is going to do an amazing work.
Dios va a hacer una obra maravillosa.
But it's not going to look the same as it did before.
Pero no se va a ver igual a lo que era antes.
God is going to require us to lay down some things.
Él va a pedir de nosotros que pongamos a un lado ciertas cosas.
To change some personal preferences.
Que cambiemos algunas preferencias personales.
In order to pursue kingdom work.
Para poder impulsarnos hacia la obra del reino.
Church will not look the same.
La iglesia no se va a ver igual.
He is going to be bringing in people that do not look the same.
Y va a traer gente que no se ven igual.
God, I want to reach every single person in this city.
Queremos alcanzar toda alma íntegra en esta ciudad.
So God, I'm going to keep building.
Así que voy a seguir edificando.
I'm going to keep fighting.
Voy a seguir luchando.
I'm going to do whatever you have called me to do, even when I don't like it.
Voy a hacer lo que tú me has llamado a hacer, aunque no me guste.
I felt to say this earlier today.
Sentí decir esto antes.
I'm closing my eyes because I don't want to point anybody out.
Cierro mis ojos porque no quiero enfocarme en ninguna persona.
But when I was talking about Sanballat and Tobiah,
pero cuando hablaba yo de Sanballat y Tobías,
the Lord showed me before I even spoke.
El Señor me mostró antes de que yo lo dijera.
That some of you have been putting yourself on the cross and taking God off of it.
Que algunos de ustedes se han estado poniendo sobre la cruz y han quitado a Dios de
ella. You have crucified yourself so many times.
Tú te has crucificado a ti mismo tantas veces.
And you have said that your mistakes.
Y tú has declarado que tus errores.
Would never allow you to do anything significant for God.
Nunca te van a permitir que puedas hacer algo impactante para
Dios. And I'm here to tell you today, get off the cross and put Jesus back on it.
Y te digo una vez más, tú quítate de esa cruz y pon a Jesús donde Él pertenece.
Shame cannot dwell. There is therefore now no condemnation.
Suelta la vergüenza, porque ya no hay condenación.
But His love abounds.
Pero abunda su amor.
The love that He shed on the cross.
El amor que Él nos presentó en aquella cruz.
That sacrifice that He made for you and I.
Sacrificio que Él hizo por ti y por mí.
Has given so much grace.
Nos ha dado tanta gracia.
Lord, Your mercy is new every morning.
Sus misericordias son nuevas cada día.
And Lord, Your grace is available for me today.
Y tu gracia, Señor, hoy está disponible para mí.
But even though if I have failed You,
y aun habiéndote fracasado,
when I repent,
cuando me arrepiento,
when I come to You,
cuando me acerco a ti,
You can remove the stain of sin.
Tú me puedes quitar esa mancha del pecado.
You can throw it into the sea of forgiveness.
Y tú lo puedes tirar al mar del olvido.
Through repentance, through baptism, the washing away of that sin.
Medio de mi arrepentimiento y mi bautismo, tú lavas aquel pecado de
mí. And Lord, You can fill me with Your Spirit.
Me puedes llenar con tu espíritu.
Which is what gives me the power to overcome.
Es el manantial de poder para que yo pueda salir adelante.
The same resurrecting power can live and reside within me.
Poder de resurrección puede residir en mí.
Stand with me today.
Pongámonos de pie.
I'm going to open these altars right now.
Voy a abrir estos altares.
There's some people that need to respond to the word of God today.
Unos aquí necesitan responder a la palabra del Señor.
You've been contemplating laying down your harp.
Has estado contemplando poner a un lado tu arpa.
You've been contemplating giving up.
Has contemplado rendirte.
I'm here to tell you today that God's not done with you.
Pero vengo a decirte, Dios no ha terminado contigo.
That the call of God has never left you.
El llamado de Dios nunca te ha dejado.
I want you to come today.
Que vengas hoy.
I feel this so strongly in my spirit that God is reaching for somebody today.
Siento en mi espíritu, Dios te está extendiendo su mano.
God is wanting to restore the joy of the Lord in your heart.
Señor, quiere restaurar el gozo del Señor.
I want the leadership team to come. Those that are going to pray with people, come. But let's connect
vengan
into the Spirit right now.
A orar por aquello.